The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network, the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Head on over to bubblegenius.com and pick up their I Love You Guys powder for your nards. It's a zingy cooling talc powder with tea tree oil and Japanese peppermint oil, which is a little more mentholated feeling than regular peppermint, and also a dash of zinc oxide for extra absorbency. Guys everywhere seem to love it. Only $10 at bubblegenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at bubblegenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Can you name all the members of the cabinet?
Okay, let's drop it.
What?
I mean, I am not going to take a test for you. I mean, if that came up in conversation...
We're conversing. Oh, no. The names of the cabinet have slipped my mind. Say, do you know them? Okay, don't name them for me. Just tell me if you know.
Yes, Aaron, I know the names of the cabinet.
Okay. All 12?
Yes.
There's only 10.
You're feeling good, aren't you?
I'm starting to, yeah. Hey, we may do capitals of the states next.
This is the What's Happening Sound. Radio, that's where it is. Community activities. Charming people shoot the breeze. Get your spirits off the ground with radio.
Radio,
the What's Happening Sound.
Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Tuesday, September 1, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I'm Bob Seska. That's Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Hey there.
Hi. Brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best goddamn soap in the world. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen, the best goddamn lawyer in the world. Hey, if you need free legal advice, and don't we all, go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez and ask Charles Bowen anything you want. That doesn't even have to be about the law. Like relationship advice,
right.
Horoscopes, television recommendations, movie reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your one-stop shop. Everything you need.
State from capitals.
State capitals. Members of the cabinet. Yeah. All right. That's, again, at thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Okay. I've been on the internet for coming up on 20 years doing stuff on the internet. 20 years. I made such a bonehead move online. Such a rookie, noob internet mistake. Something that, like, a 69-year-old granny would do, getting her first, you know, Hewlett-Packard from Best Buy. I'm in California now, so I wanted to shop for a new health insurance policy because my health insurance will expire after a couple of months. And I need to get set up with a new one. So I wanted to find out when the open enrollment is. And so I searched open enrollment, healthcare. And I went to this site, which I thought was the goddamn government site. And it wasn't. But nevertheless, I typed in all of my information.
Surprise.
To get a goddamn quote. And goddamn it. If it isn't some fly-by-night operation, some terrible spam website, now my phone is ringing every 3 seconds with someone from somewhere wanting to sell me health insurance.
See? I got fished, and I was dumb.
God.
And it happens.
Yes. This was dumb.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's exactly how I felt. That was how I felt when my iPhone and Mac were wiped.
Yep.
Because I was stupid enough to respond to an email that I immediately knew I shouldn't have done.
Again, I've been doing this for 20 years. I wrote about healthcare extensively for the better part of a year. I should know what it is I am doing when it comes to signing up online for health insurance, and I totally screw the pooch on this one. It's an F up of colossal proportions, because now the phone rings, it's someone trying to sell me something, and I've got to answer the phone by saying, "Stop calling me," which is what I've been doing.
Right.
And Lord knows, I went back to the website. There's no unsubscribe thing. That genie's out of the bottle. So I expect, like, telemarketer calls, all sorts of things. They're selling my phone number and my email all over the goddamn place. God damn it.
Yeah, it's never going to end.
So, okay, let's just dive in right now. I think I'm in one of those moods where I'm fed up with the stupid. And there's lots of Republican stupid this week. I mean, it's reached tan suit status.
Right.
I mean, really. This is the most ridiculous non-scandal scandal. I'm talking about the Denali Mount McKinley thing. Most ridiculous Republican scandal since the tan suit, probably. Before that, teleprompters. Before that, czars.
Right.
These people are so disconnected from reality. Remember, I just mentioned it now, and it just occurred to me. The czars thing, where every president ever has had czars.
Yeah.
But
somehow it was a big deal for Obama.
For Obama. It was a huge deal for Obama.
It was, he's got czars. I get it. Who's going to be... Yeah, he's going to be the parking czar. Get it? Ah, ha, ha.
Yeah, he must be a communist, like communist Soviet Russia,
right?
Because he's got czars.
Yeah, that was actually my favorite was the guy who had the sign, and that became a big meme for a while. The more czars than the USSR, which of course USSR didn't have czars,
right? And then, in addition to the fact that the USSR didn't exist at the time in 2009.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, this one tops it. This whole Denali thing, I think this is worse than the czars thing. I mean, the fact that they're making such a stink. Now, let's put this into perspective. For the last, however long it is, it's been 3 weeks, a month, since Trump announced his immigration plan, in which it requires changing a key section of the 14th Amendment. And that's okay. We can do that. We can just strip out the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment. But we can't possibly, you know, revert the name of a mountain back to its original name. This is an impeachment-worthy trespass that we're talking about here.
Have you finally... You know what? No, you haven't finally reached it.
What?
You haven't just truly reached the bliss of giving up. Which is exactly where I am.
Oh, man.
There's no cure for this stupid. And it's not going to get better. No matter what, it's not going to get better. We're never going to see the Star Trek version of reality that Gene Roddenberry promised us, where everything is just wonderful and we all get along and people are smart.
Oh,
it's not
no.
going to happen.
Nope.
We're on a roller coaster ride straight to idiocracy.
Yes. I mean, you could start with Chris. We'll get back to the Denali thing in a second. But Chris Christie announcing that we should track immigrants like we track FedEx packages. And he was completely serious when he said that.
You know what? I got a great idea. Why don't we just, I don't know, maybe, you know, like put collars on them that have little tracking chips like we do with dogs and cats?
Yeah. I mean, what this is going to require is that everyone who gets off the plane, crosses the border, are going to have to inject one of those RFID chips in them.
Personal data transfer. You know, Weyland-Yutani makes those. Reference to aliens.
There. Right. So this is the idiocracy. This is the idea. We're now just blurting stuff that works with the slack-jawed yokels, but which has zero practicality whatsoever. Like, I mean, literally no practicality. There's nothing practical about Donald Trump's immigration plan. There's definitely nothing practical about Chris Christie's immigration plan, because now he's talking about tracking immigrants like we track packages.
No, I mean, and that's the beautiful thing about Trump is that he makes people like Christie the weak-willed. You know, he has great power over the weak-willed. He makes people like Christie say stupid things to keep up with him. Mm-hmm. That's what's so awesome, is that he's lowered the bar so low, and now, like, everybody has to figure out a new way to lower it down even further beyond crazy.
That's right.
And, yeah, and, you know, the beautiful thing is, like, every time Trump talks about his immigration plan, it's just laughable. Because for two reasons. Number one, because really, you're really going to change the Constitution and then you're going to deport 11 million people.
Right.
That's never going to happen.
It's impossible.
It's never going to happen.
For
it to happen, you would have to have a government larger than anything the most horrific libertarian could ever conceive.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The government would have to be such a – just it would have to be a totalitarian state.
Yeah.
Well, to be large enough and powerful enough to deport 11 million people.
And Ian, can you imagine the visuals on the 6 o'clock news or on cable news of thousands of Mexicans
being rounded up by the state?
Like little children, women, all loaded into, let's say, train cars.
Yeah, oh, there you go. I like that. Let's just, you know, for example, train cars.
Yeah, right. But like load them into like cattle cars from in a train, and then you know what they can
and
do.
And they can go to a place. They can go to like I don't know. Let's say like a camp where they can rethink their rethink their decision to come here. A concentration camp, if you will.
Yeah, but not that kind of concentration. They just go there to focus.
Yeah, to focus, to concentrate,
to literally concentrate.
Okay, yeah, you could totally hear Trump saying that. I'm sending them to this great place. It's where they can focus. They can become better citizens. We're calling it a concentration camp because they're going to be concentrating.
Yeah, because what's wrong with concentration camps?
And it's, by the way, also going to be a beautiful concentration camp. The classiest concentration camp you've ever seen.
The classiest concentration. It'll be the Trump concentration camp. Every other concentration camp, weak, pathetic. My concentration camps will do the job.
Right. Class Schwitz.
I am God's greatest gift to concentration camps. Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, it's only we're just really close to that. Because not only have we heard over the last few weeks that, oh, maybe slavery is a good idea.
Exactly.
I mean,
where the f*** are we living?
It is astonishing.
Where are we? When did we step through this looking glass?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where somebody's actually saying that slavery is okay.
God.
You know what, though? In some ways, I don't know. Maybe the fact that they're reaching so far to things that are so completely, completely impossible to actually implement, mm-hmm. maybe that's proof that they're done.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm going to try for just a brief second here to try to set my absolute just pitch black cynicism aside and look on the good, you know, try to look on the good side of this. Maybe there's a possibility that this kind of crap is just the death throes, the death rattle. But I find it so hard to believe.
Well,
I mean, we still have people within our government who don't believe that global warming is possible because Jesus wouldn't destroy his planet.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what I really want to see? I want to see gerrymandering wiped off the map just to see if the Republicans can get elected without it. Because I don't think they could. I think there are some, yeah, sure, there's some very, very red areas, and they're going to knee-jerk into voting Republican anyway. That's a fact. But I want to see what the congressional balance of power would be without the gerrymandering, and knowing how stupid all of this entire party has become.
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, I'm talking about genuinely stupid, where they're saying FedEx tracking, you know, for immigrants.
And it's just, it's sad. It's sad because I keep going back to it, but, you know, even if I may have disagreed with a lot of conservative principles and a lot of conservative ideas, mm-hmm. certainly they were at least a group of relatively intelligent people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, no.
And now look at this. What the hell is happening?
Yeah, sure. I mean, now we're just swatting down nonsense. Like this Denali business.
I've said this so many times. I always come from the place of see everything through the prism of media. But actually, I genuinely do believe that the way we got to this point was Fox News and talk radio.
Yeah.
I think that they got a bullhorn to, you know, and the internet, of course. You know, they got a bullhorn to be able to put out circulate these ridiculous ideas.
And they do it in a bubble where they can't be challenged. Or where if they are challenged, it doesn't matter because no one in the bubble cares.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and that's where it starts.
Because anyone who's challenging them is suspect simply by virtue of the fact that they're not, by the virtue of the fact that they're challenging them.
Well, there's also, I think,
they're daring to do that.
I think there's also a level of Rove, like Karl Rove era cynicism, where rationality doesn't matter, the facts don't matter. We're going to say whatever's going to get us through the week. And that's what's happening now in practice with not only the Trump campaign, but obviously with some of the other Republican campaigns. What's going to get us through? What's going to bump us up a little more? Doesn't matter if it's real. Doesn't matter if it's completely impractical. But what's going to be the most effective way that we can pander, that we can, you know, compete? And now it's all about, like, stripping out sections of the Constitution. It's like tracking people like FedEx packages. Or complaining about the name of a mountain in Alaska.
Yep.
Or in the case of the Sarah Palin Donald Trump interview, Sarah Palin actually complained about Donald Trump being asked a question about religion. One of the most religious right conservatives in the history of the Republican Party, who came out of an election where someone's religion was a constant litmus test. I'm talking about Barack Obama and this whole Muslim nonsense. That was a constant point of conversation on cable news. And that was the election that made Sarah Palin's name. So she's now complaining that we shouldn't have any sort of religious conversations with politicians. Are you serious? It's just like, let's say whatever the opposite is going on. Trump is asked about religion. Oh, screw that. We don't want to be asked about religion. But as soon as, you know, Obama's photographed with weird garb in Kenya, oh, my God, he must be a Muslim. Well, he's absolutely a Muslim because, you know, his name, of course. We'll get to more about that in a second. But you know what? This is probably a good place to break. We're going to break right now, come back, talk about Denali, and then this this ridiculous poll that came out from PPP that shows, yes, the Republicans are ignoramuses. There's no way to soft pedal that. They're stupid. We'll talk about that and a lot more right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month. Or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the after party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Ah, we're coming to the end of summer. Summer is almost over. Kids are back at school. Labor Day is coming up this weekend. I'm actually looking forward to having a day off. Really, seriously, I need it. Nobody on the road. Yeah, I'm taking Sunday off. Look at me go.
Are you taking Monday off?
I feel like a wild man. No, because I have to work on Monday.
Why do you have to work on Monday?
Well, because I normally work on Sunday in advance of publishing on Monday, and so now I have to work on Monday in advance of publishing Tuesday. So, yes, my Labor Day weekend will consist of a rare two-day weekend. That's astonishing. I actually get 2 days off. That's good news for me, huh?
Yeah, that was a problem for me. Taryn works so hard, though. She works so many jobs that I think we're taking most of the weekend off.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that I wish at some point I could have, you know, a consistent weekend where I have normal couple of days off. But I try not to complain too much because, frankly, you know what I get to do? I get to sit in my apartment and write things.
I mean, you know, you're a machine. I'm brain dead. I'm going through this weird period where things just don't look right when I write them out.
Yeah, I know. I know how you feel. I just keep, unlike you, I mean, you have more integrity than I do, maybe, because you're resisting the urge, and I'm just like, ah, screw it, I'm just going to write anyway.
That's the integrity, that's exactly what I'm going to take to my landlord in a couple of days.
Right. Well, that's, you know, you'll do fine, you'll get it back. All right, so this Denali thing, of course, Barack Obama announced in advance of his trip to Alaska, which I think he's there now. But that they were going to be reverting the official name of Mount McKinley back to Denali, which, no big deal. No big deal. The national park there has been called Denali for years, since what, 1980?
Yeah.
And then I think it was in 1975.
I say that like I actually know. Well, you know, I think so.
In 1975, Alaska officially changed, at least within, you know, state jurisdiction, officially changed the name of the mountain to Denali. Okay. No one freaked out in 1975. There were no Republicans, especially from Ohio, rending their garments over the name of a mountain that is 2,500 miles away from them. By the way, how many Republicans today?
Nowhere it is. Where Mount McKinley / Denali is.
Right. Well, with all the people up in arms in Ohio about it, I'm surprised most of them don't think that it's in Ohio.
Yeah, exactly.
I think most Republicans think that Mount McKinley is in Ohio. I'm guessing.
I think you're probably right.
But based on my mindset about Republicans this week, that's about right. They think it's in Ohio. Idiots. Idiots. There are so many things about this story that piss me off. Well, let's go. Okay, let's just run through a few things about Denali. Mount McKinley was originally named Denali until 1917, when it changed in honor of President William McKinley. And I bet most of the Republicans who are complaining about McKinley don't even know when McKinley was president, or how he stopped being president, or who succeeded him as president when he was shot and killed. If the GOP is concerned with, say, the traditional definition of marriage, shouldn't they also be interested in the traditional name of a mountain? Well, I would think so, but of course they don't. The Alaska Geographic Board actually used Denali as Alaska's official name for the mountain since 1975. That's a long time. The national park, as I said, has been known as Denali National Park and Preserve since 1980. Secretary of Interior said President McKinley never visited, nor did he have any significant historical connection to the mountain or to Alaska. And then the curator of Ohio's William McKinley Presidential Library confirmed that McKinley didn't see the mountain, didn't travel there, didn't do anything for the people of Alaska. It wasn't even a state yet. Sarah Palin, for her part, actually referred to the mountain as Denali when she resigned from her job as governor of Alaska halfway through it. Here's Sarah Palin back in 2009 referencing Denali.
Soaring through nature's finest show, Denali, the great one, soaring under the midnight sun. And then the extremes. In the wintertime, it's the frozen road that is competing with the view of ice-fogged, frigid beauty. The cold, though, doesn't it split the chechakos from the sourdoughs?
Oh, my God.
I remember that speech so well. It was that, like, it was like speaking social media ease to somebody from like the 50s. Like, none of those words make sense to me.
The sourdoughs from the chichacos.
Yeah, like just none of that made any sense. I mean, I'm sure it's something, but I can never tell with her because everything's a word salad. So.
Well, who can argue with that? Right. All right. So, in addition to all of that, most of the Republican presidential hopefuls spent several weeks voicing their support for changing a significant portion of the 14th Amendment. Clearly, they don't fear change when it's proposed by a bewigged reality show doofus, only when it's Obama. Back in April, every Republican member of the U.S. Senate voted to hand over control of our national forests to the states. Our commonly owned wilderness areas simply aren't a GOP priority. Similarly, the Republicans voted to cut funding to the National Park Service back in July, about, 45 days ago. A move which would have delayed 70% of the Park Service's construction projects and more than a third of its repair and rehabilitation efforts. That includes John Boehner, who's weeping like a little baby over Mount McKinley's name being changed to what it should be. So then here comes Donald Trump. Donald Trump tweets this out yesterday.
He's going to deport Mount McKinley / Denali.
He's going to deport
You know what I'm going to do to take care of this? I'm just going to deport all Eskimos. So there, we don't have the problem. We have to name it Denali anymore. And you know what? I'm going to gold plate Denali. It's going to be the most beautiful, classy mountain you've ever seen. It's good. He's going to change the name. He says he's going to. I know what you're going to say. He says he's going to fix it. Right. He's going to change it to Trump Mountain.
Yeah, he's going to change it back. He said President Obama wants to change the name of Mount McKinley to Denali after more than 100 years. Great insult to Ohio. It's not more than 100 years, by the way. It was 1917. So that would be exactly 98 years. You doofus. Great insult to Ohio. He writes, I will change back.
No, he personally will change back.
I will change back. I will change back to Democrat.
Right.
See, to me, that really, you want to defeat, you want, if this is a free advice to the rest of the Republican field. You want to defeat Trump? Start attacking him as a Democratic sleeper. That's a Democratic sleeper cell.
People have been doing that, and his supporters don't care.
Yeah, but the thing is, though,
Stop it, Inara.
He's got no... Oh, yeah, Inara's here.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard Inara at all. That's great.
Yeah, she was snapping in front of the microphone.
She was shooting a special across the hall at Channel 9 and joins us in studio. So, what does Inara think of Gizmo?
Gizmo. Come over here. Come talking to the microphone.
I love Gizmo.
How is he? Is Gizmo a little really, really tiny? Like he's like a little tiny kitten?
Yeah.
Come here. Come closer. Yeah, well, you don't have to go right up.
Yes. And deadly.
Do you help your daddy feed Gizmo?
I fed her milk this morning, so.
Oh, good. And have you determined whether or not it's a boy or a girl?
No.
No?
Inara thinks it's a girl, so.
Yeah, it's a girl.
Well, Gizmo is very small, which indicates that possibly could be a girl.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very tiny.
Yeah, you should find out at some point whether Gizmo
is a boy. We got to take her to the vet, so it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you should definitely do that. I'm just going to start I'm going to give you more advice, by
Please,
the way.
Please, give me more advice.
I know how you love the cat advice.
All right, you go out there and watch TV for a little bit.
All right, that was Inara. There she goes. still in that little rascal's sweet spot. Still. I saw the Dodgers loss. You went to the Dodgers game with Inara yesterday. Did they lose? I think they lost, didn't they?
No, they didn't lose. They won. They won in 14 innings.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
It sucked, man. When they got around to like the ninth inning, we had a guy on third, and it was like just all it would have taken, tiny, tiny hit to bring him in and end the whole thing. And it went on another like several innings. We had to leave. We were like, I can't keep my kid around here until like, midnight.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, when you checked in with that picture, it's a great picture, by the way, of you and Inara at the game. I saw the score was like 3-1 San Francisco. Which, by the way, now am I required by law to root for the Giants? I think I have to root for the Giants now.
Maybe.
All right. Maybe so. Okay. So Mike Huckabee, meanwhile, said Congress should block Obama's renaming of Mount McKinley.
That's important.
Right.
Let's get Congress right on that.
He said, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to Mike Huckabee that the president would rename the nation's tallest mountain after a GMC truck. That's pretty remarkable in and of itself. He actually said that.
No, he didn't.
Mike Huckabee actually, this is Talking Points memo. This is not a fake site.
That you're joking.
He said, just kidding, of course, but the outrage is twofold. One, that the president thinks he can do whatever he wants, even renaming a national landmark.
Yeah, he actually can.
He can.
That.
See, yeah, take what he's at, you moron. I'm wondering what's next, the renaming of the Washington Monument to the Obama Monument? Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen. He's totally going to do that. Look out, Republicans. Get ready for the protests, because that's what's coming next. This month, I got my George Soros check. There was also a note in there that said, get ready, Obama's renaming the Washington Monument to the Obama Monument.
Dude, I swear to God, if I had a Soros check that at least came every month when it was supposed to and was the same amount, I'd be thrilled.
Oh, yeah, right. Meanwhile, I hear you.
Inside baseball there.
I really hear you. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, there was a meme going around, and this is a meme that I was looking at. I was going, not sure if serious.
Yeah.
But it said, it's a picture of Denali.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
And it said,
the Kenyan thing.
Yeah. It said, President Barack Obama is renaming Mount McKinley to Denali. Denali is the Kenyan word for black power. God, oh my God.
They will believe anything.
Like and share to spread awareness.
First of all, there is no Kenyan language.
Right.
That's first. Not that being the thing that I would expect them to know the least about.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus, it just takes nothing. This is that thing right there. And even the fact that we put up memes on this show, but that right there, that particular whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
The information displayed the way it was, with a little tag on it that says, please push this out into the ether, mm-hmm. give it to everyone you know. That really right there, when you put the They Live glasses on there, mm-hmm. it says Idiocracy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's it. That is the nicest little bullet point representation of how we become an idiocracy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's bullshit, and it's in the form of a picture so people can better understand the bullshit.
There are many, many examples of this, and people will believe it. All right, we're going to come back with more show after a quick break, back right after this.
No. Greetings all across the fruited plain. It is I, your leader, your messiah, and the world's greatest talk show host, Rush Limbaugh. Folks, if you're like me and so many other Americans who are feeling all butthurt over the Supreme Court's decision to legalize same-sex marriage, I am here today to help with my all-new Rush Limbaugh Butthurt Balm. It's a scientifically developed analgesic salve that's proven to alleviate the pain, swelling, itching, and staining of butthurt in country fresh or cookies and cream scents. Act now and get 20 Butthurt Balm applicators free of charge, because no one wants to get their fingers all sticky and smelly with the acrid, sour stench of butthurt. And if you're like me and you can't quite reach your butthurt, try my Rush Limbaugh Butthurt Balm applicator wand. It extends and bends, allowing you to apply my butthurt balm with the greatest of ease. And if you're also butthurt over the Obamacare decision, try Rush Limbaugh's Maximum Strength Butthurt Balm. I'm wearing Maximum Strength Butthurt Balm today, and Bo Snerdly's wearing the Cookies and Cream Scented Butthurt Balm. Just go to rushlimbaugh.com and click on the radio microphone and enter the promo code A-hole for 10% off your purchase of Rush Limbaugh's Butthurt Balm. Another fine product from EIB, the Excellence in Butthurt Network.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Butthurt.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Holy crap! Second half of today's show is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon, enter the site using our link just below the logo at BobSeska.com. We get a small commission from everything you buy, costs you nothing, and helps support the show. Thank you for doing that. It's great. Great stuff. Okay. Moving along here with our stupid show today. Lots of stupid to talk about. There's a new poll that was released by Public Policy Polling, which is a legitimate polling outfit. I mean, this is one of the big ones. PPP. PPP has a brand new poll. First of all, finds Donald Trump is just continuing to grow his lead over the GOP field. He's at 29% to 15% for Ben Carson, 9% for Jeb Bush, 8% for Carly Fiorina. Boy, Carly Fiorina surging. 7% for Marco Rubio, 6% each for Ted Cruz and John Kasich, and who the hell cares about everybody else? The group makes a pretty clear top nine. Rounding out the field are Chris Christie and Rick Santorum at 2%. Jim Gilmore, Rand Paul, and Rick Perry at 1%. Lindsey Graham, Bobby Jindal, and George Pataki at less than 1%.
Where was Jeb Bush in there?
Jeb Bush is at 9%. He's third. He's behind Dr. Ben Carson.
So that's what I was. So we've got Trump in the lead, and yeah, then Ben Carson is number two.
That's right, Ben Carson. Ben Carson is number two. Ben Carson could win Iowa. Ben Carson is advancing in Iowa, which is pretty damn amazing. It's pretty amazing.
No, it's not amazing. It's just not.
You know, I
expect nothing from these people anymore.
I think Ben Carson hypnotized Iowa, and that's why he's doing much
better.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm here today, Dr. Ben Carson, talk to you people in Iowa. Iowa caucus goers. I like saying the word caucus. Let's try it again. Caucus.
Suck my caucus.
Okay, here's what needs to happen. You all need to go to sleep now. But I'm going to put little suggestions in your ear. I'm going to whisper little things in your ear. Say, go to sleep. Fall asleep now. Take the Z-Train to snooze, okay? You asleep? All right, here's what you're going to do now. You're going to caucus for Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson. Caucus for me. Go ahead and caucus. Caucus. Ben Carson.
My favorite thing about the Iowa caucuses is that it's the only time anybody ever gives a shit about Iowa.
That's right. Well, you want to know why there's so much ethanol and corn in the United States? It's the Iowa caucus. It's the Iowa caucus. That's what does it. So then every politician has to pander to Iowa for the corn. All right. So here's the most disheartening part of this poll. First of all, Trump's beliefs represent the consensus among the GOP electorate. 51% overall want to eliminate birthright citizenship. 51%.
But remember, that Constitution, Republican. Man.
Yeah.
That thing is bulletproof.
Yeah.
Handed down to us from our founding fathers who came down off of Mount, came down off of Mount Sinai.
Right. Plus, remember when, Lindsey Graham was saying, about 30%. 30% think that Obama's a Muslim. About 30% think he's not from the United States. Well, here's the actual numbers, Miss Lindsay. 54% think President Obama is a Muslim. And it gets worse. Only 29% say that President Obama was born in the United States. So that means, contra Lindsey Graham, 71% of Republicans believe that Obama was born in Kenya or in some other foreign country. That's less than the 40% who think Canadian-born Ted Cruz was born in the United States. You get that?
It's an amazing thing, man.
Right. 40% think Ted Cruz was born in the United States. 29% think that Barack Obama was born in the United States. President Obama was born in the United States. Ted Cruz was born in Canada. Oh, God. I just got like a stupid shiver. Like, yeah.
Douche chills.
Douche chills, exactly. All right, we're going to take one last break and come back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Yes, it is. Welcome to our Thursday show. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Doing all right.
Okay. I don't like when these other kinds of polls and predictions come out, especially this early. Moody's Analytics announced this week that their analysis and their models are usually pretty accurate. Moody's Analytics says the Democrats are going to win in a landslide in 2016.
That would be nice.
Said, this is from The Street. Our Moody's Analytics election model now predicts a Democratic electoral landslide in the 2016 presidential vote. A small change in the forecast data in August has swung the outcome from the statistical tie predicted in July to a razor-edge ballot outcome that nevertheless gives the incumbent party 326 electoral votes to the Republican challenger's 212. Just three states account for the change in margin, Ohio, Florida, and Colorado, swinging from leaning Republican to leaning Democrat. The margin of victory in each of these important swing states is still solidly within the margin of error, though, and will likely swing back and forth in Moody's monthly updates ahead, underlying the closeness of the election to come. Ho, f*** me.
Yeah, well.
Couple things here. First, f*** me. Second of all, don't believe any of it. I know this. The Moody thing was going around on Facebook and so on. Don't buy into it. The one thing that Democrats always do, and this actually kind of happened in 2004, the 2004 election. There were a bunch of exit polls that came out early in the day showing that John Kerry had a commanding lead over George W. Bush. I think a lot of people stayed home. A lot of Democrats stayed home.
I genuinely don't think that's going to happen this time.
You don't think they're going to get complacent?
I think that one of the benefits of such a politicized and partisanized, that's not even a word, America, is that when election day rolls around for a giant election like the president, I think that more and more people do come out now. And I think especially when you consider the fact that there's just like, I mean, we've approached this period now where there's really no overlap anymore between candidates. You know, it's like, look, you're either going to go for this person who feels this extreme way or this other person who, I don't know, you know, maybe I'm wrong about that, because you're going to go for this person who feels this extreme way or this person who's relatively sane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's exactly what Jonathan Chait said, that whoever gets nominated by the Democrats, and I'm still hoping it's Hillary Clinton, really, and I still believe in Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
I do. I'm sorry. She's a practical politician, and in my old age, I have become a practical person when it comes to what I expect from politicians, what I want from them, and who I think will be the most effective. But regardless, whoever the Democrats nominate, that's going to be the only sane person in the race.
Yeah.
Period. That's it. Well, because it's either going to be Trump or one of the other lunatics over on the right.
Well, and they have to be. The Democrats have to be grown-ups. They have to play it straight. They cannot F up. And this is now more crucial than ever, because there's such grab-assery going on with the Republicans that if the Democrats start adapting that strategy, the grabastic strategy.
Yeah, thank you, grabastic.
It is going to be, that's it. I mean, we've been talking about the end of the American experiment for a while now, but in all seriousness, if the Democrats start embracing the idiocracy like the Republicans have, we're just totally screwed.
I don't think they're going to, though.
I hope not.
Because I think that what we're seeing here is volume, not volume, if you get my drift. Mm. Volume in terms of sound, not volume in terms of numbers.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a lot of very screaming, very loud people. But I actually think that the people who are crazy enough to sort of vote for Trump and those – that fringe element, I do still believe that that is a fringe element.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I could be wrong about that. I could be totally wrong. Again, that's a moment of not cynicism for me, which is shocking.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like –
But I don't care, because regardless, in the end, we're all going to die from global climate change. So who cares? That's the way I always look at it. I'm like, you know what? That's great. That's terrific. We've rearranged the deck chairs on the Titanic for another, like, 4 years. Fantastic. We're all still going to be dead in, like, you know. Miami's still going to be underwater soon, and population is still going to be 10 billion in, you know, by 2050. So we'll all be dead soon.
Well, good. That's the thinking happy thoughts.
Yep.
So
you better start getting NASA, you know, really back up rolling again, because honestly, we all got to leave this planet soon.
The problem is that
create the ark and send some folks out.
The problem is that they see Donald Trump and they see the margin that he's been able to accumulate doing this sort of thing. And if there's one thing that politicians like to do, is to mimic success. Yeah. And my fear is that the Democrats are going to start to mimic success, or the Trump success, in the same way that Chris Christie's trying to do it, Rand Paul and that all these guys are trying to do right now with the gimmicks and the stunts.
I would hope that the way to honestly, what do I know? Mm-hmm. I was going to say that I hope that the way that they respond to Trump, that somebody is smart enough to just say, you know what, that guy. Honestly, that somebody is smart enough to just say, you know what, the things that his followers believe, the things that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're insane. And he's insane. He's just being a jackass trying to get his name out there. I really hope that somebody is straight up enough to say something like that, to have the balls to just dismiss them outright.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, the response that they'll get from the sane people in America will be worth it.
Well, along those lines, here's what's working for Trump. This is Trump talking about Hillary Clinton and then linking. I mean, again, we're talking about Trump, who's been married, what, 3-4 times? He goes off on Hillary Clinton and then links Hillary Clinton to Yes, Anthony Weiner. Here's this. This is classic Donald Trump.
How about this? Trump or Hillary? I believe.
Listen to the crowd, by the way. Sounds like a wrestling crowd.
That's what it is. Exactly. It's a wrestling crowd.
Yeah. God.
Me. Hillary's got some very big problems.
You know what it is? It's the people going. It's the people seeing President Camacho.
Yeah, exactly. God, it's only a matter of time before he's hauling like an AK-47 up behind the podium. I crap you not. At some point during this campaign, Donald Trump is going to appear in a press conference or one of these events with a gun. With a gun.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Watch for it. It's going to happen. It'll be arguably the ultimate pander.
Yeah. And the image of Donald Trump wielding a machine gun will be, that's it. There's your Idiocracy moment from behind a podium.
And those of you who haven't seen Idiocracy, the president in Idiocracy is President Camacho, and he's like a professional wrestler, and he pulls out a machine gun during his State of the Union.
An M60 machine gun.
M60, right, during his State of the Union address. And he starts firing it off. Donald Trump is going to appear at one of these events, and he's going to be carrying an AR-15. It's going to be, by the way, it is going to be an AR-15. It'll be the Sandy Hook weapon.
Yep.
God.
Sit to the starting gate, which I think would be very unfair to General Petraeus. You want to know the truth. General Petraeus, his life was destroyed for doing 2% of what Hillary did. I think it would be very, very unfair to General Petraeus. I will tell you, you know, when you look at what she's done and how she's done it, and the servers, and Uma. How about Uma? Now, okay, here's the story. So Uma...
He's talking about her assistant, her close assistant, Uma Abedin, is it?
Abedin, yeah.
Yeah. Who is, and just not to spoil this, but she's married to Anthony Weiner.
Now, is one of the people that it all sort of came through Uma. Who is Uma married to? One of the great sleazebags of our time.
Wow.
This coming from
First
Trump.
First of all, yeah, exactly. This is coming from the greatest sleazebag. It turns out that actually Trump beat out Anthony Weiner for the, the gold belt of the sleazebag competition.
I am the greatest sleazebag God has ever created.
And I know because I beat Anthony Weiner for it.
Anthony Weiner. Did you know that?
She's married to Anthony.
Yeah.
If he's just like, one of the greatest sleazebags, but not the greatest, because I am the greatest, most classic sleazebag.
I asked around. People told me. People have said that to me. You're the greatest sleazebag. I'm not going to argue with him. I am the greatest sleazebag.
I'm very popular with the sleazebags. Douche.
Oh, God, yeah.
Titty Wiener. You know, the little bing, 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 bum, bum.
That's the sound he makes of Anthony Weiner sexting. He goes bing 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 bong bong bong.
Wow, lovely. Oh my god.
A candidate, the front runner for the Republican nomination for president, at an event just went bing 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 bong bong bong. Remember when Howard Dean was laughed out of the presidential campaign when he made that peculiar yelping sound?
Yeah.
He just went, yeah.
Wow, that's very good. That's a good impression. That's exactly like it.
And he was bounced out of that campaign as if he had rocket boosters attached to his ass.
Yeah.
Donald Trump just got up and went, a bing, 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 bong, bong, bong.
Oh, dude, please. We can't even keep track of the things that would have gotten other candidates kicked out of the fucking world.
Kicked out of the world.
I love you very much. So, now think of it. So, Uma is getting classified secrets. She's married to Anthony Weiner.
It's like a double bill of Sam Kennison and Dice.
I know. It's some sort of...
That's who his crowd is. His crowd is like, like they're waiting for him to... They're waiting for Trump to say, hickory, dickory, dock.
God help us.
Who's a perv... No, he is. He is.
Who's married to like he married like 12 12 Eastern European models.
That's right. And he's calling Anthony Weiner the biggest perv there is.
She's married. Now
the
these
guy,
are
the guy runs the Miss America or ran the Miss America pageant.
Right. And he owns casinos, which, you know, routinely rip people off.
You know what? Again, this is stupid. Why am I even arguing about this? Jesus,
doesn't
serious.
Matter. People love this crap. I mean, not the way we love. We love it because it's effing hilarious and tragic. They love it because they actually believe in it. They think that if he's president, they're going to become billionaires. That's the underpants gnome calculation they're making. Vote for Trump, profit.
Right, he'll make us all billionaires.
Yeah. We'll all have jobs, even the little children and the retirees and the disabled people. We'll all have jobs under Trump. By the way, did you know that the unemployment rate is actually 59%? There are 93 million people out of work, according to Trump, which, of course, is completely wrong. There's not. It's not. He's lying. He's making that up.
Say anything. It doesn't matter. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't write these speeches down.
No, he doesn't. This is all extemporaneous, isn't it? Is he just talking off the cuff?
Absolutely. Yeah. He doesn't write any of this stuff down. That's why it's rambling nonsense.
It's like, yeah. I mean, you could not have a performance artist or a spoken word orator come up with a more satirical candidate representing the Republican Party. Than Donald
exactly.
Trump.
And, you know, and it's so beautiful because the other night at the Video Music Awards, you know, Kanye West supposedly threw in his hat he says he's running for president in 2020, which is in some ways so perfect to follow up the Trump 4 years, provided there's any America left, because it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's just somebody who just talks off the cuff because they believe they're smart enough to be able to do it, and it's just stream of unconscious nonsense.
Yeah, you remember 4 years ago Roseanne was going to run for president and everyone was like, no,
yeah.
No effing way, she's going to do it. Mark my word, 4 years, 8 years from now, the idea of a legitimate Roseanne run for president, maybe not Roseanne specifically, but that kind of thing, the novelty candidate, will be, you know, there'll be exponentially more Trump type candidates, more Roseanne type candidates.
Absolutely.
In the mainstream, being taken seriously. Being taken seriously. And you know what? Someone or some group must be held accountable, because this is the end. If this happens, we get more Trumps 4 years from now, even more Trumps 4 years after that. It's going to be the end. It'll be the end of our presidential electoral process. Unless, you know, the George Carlin theory applies, which is that the pendulum will swing back. I mean, George Carlin was a firm believer. He's a cynic, but he was a firm believer that when the pendulum swings one way, he didn't say this in his stand-up act. I think he said this, he did an interview, I think it was with Rachel Maddow, believe it or not, on MSNBC, where he said that the pendulum will surely swing back in the other direction after it's gone. Like after the Bush years, Carlin predicted. He said, yeah, don't worry about it. Everything's going to swing back the other way. Well, thank God it kind of did. But this has got to be bottled now before it goes from being a novelty, before it goes from being silly and fun, bing, 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 bong, bong, bong. And it's got to swing back. It's got to swing back.
He's Borat. Corky Buček. Bing, bong, bing, bong, bong.
That's right. That's a Borat sound.
Corky Buček.
What is nut jokes? This suit is black nut. All right. That's the prediction. Donald Trump will appear at a press conference or a public speaking engagement on the campaign trail, appear on the stump, locked and loaded.
Yep.
Really only a matter of time. And maybe Ted Nugent will be on the stage with it.
Probably, yeah. I bet on that.
Or Sarah Palin. Yep, the stupid is strong in this one.
We're a reality TV nation now.
Yeah, and all it required is a reality television host running for president to do it. It's like, we're not supposed to cross the streams. We're not supposed to drop that reality show crazy into our presidential crazy. Those things have to remain separate, distinct, and never touch. And here they have touched, and we're seeing the results now. Okie dokie. We've got the post-mortem show coming up for all of our Patreon supporters.
You should subscribe to Patreon. Please support us. We need it. And I'm going to be very honest about that. We need it. I need it. Yep. I need your Patreon support.
That's right.
I just thought I'd sound like I'm begging. I'm really cool.
Won't you help Chaz?
Won't you please help us? No, honestly. You know what? Help us out. If you like the show, seriously, give a little.
Go to patreon.com/Bob and Chaz or click the Patreon link at the top of bobseska.com. You can't miss it. It's right below the logo. Big capital letters, Patreon. And then you enter a dollar amount that you wish to contribute every month. And in exchange for your contribution, you get free stuff like the post-mortem show, the after party, and a commercial-free unbleeped version of this show. So there it is. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you on the post-mortem show in just a few seconds. Bye-bye.
Bye.